Anybody, anything else? Bill, amen. It's good to hear the family just sharing today. It's very encouraging. Amen.
Funnily enough, the Lord's My Shepherd, we play at funerals more often than any other song. Whether that's because the lay public knows it and they don't know any others, or I don't know if it means, or if it, maybe it means something to them, I don't know. You know, it's a lot easier for non-believers than it is for us when things don't go exactly as we want them in answer to prayer. They've got a definitive answer, whereas we haven't. You know, their definitive answer is, what did I tell you? There's no God. End of. Nothing more to say. That's it. We've got to go further than that. Anybody who's seen my website, my Facebook site this week, knows what's gone on. There's a 5-year-old girl who I heard about just 12 months ago, April last year. She's not known to me personally. I've never seen her, but my niece knows her parents very well. She got brain tumours. You call it neuroblastoma or something like that. It's a childhood cancer, and it kills. It's terminal. Although I knew it was terminal, there's never a day gone by since I first heard about it that I haven't prayed for this child, and I've prayed for a miracle. I know you can do miracles, Lord. I know you can do this. The doctors can't cure this, but you can. I know you're already working on this tumour. I know you're already pulling it out of this girl's brain. I know she's going to survive and she's going to grow up to be a woman. I'm receiving it. I'm just waiting for the manifestation. Well, the manifestation came this week. She died. 6-year-old, and the parents are glad she's died because she's no longer suffering the pain and everything else that goes with cancer. And it, you know, might think it's not fair. She's only had 5 years of life. Last year's been worthless. And other things we pray for. Like, I mean, there was another girl in Michigan, and she died at 8 years old. Same thing. Prayed for her, she died. I've prayed for my own kidneys, prayed for it quite a lot. Went to hospital this week and found out that my kidney function has gone down by another 2% on top of the 2% of earlier in the year, 6 months ago, so it's declined by 4% in the last year. I'm down to 24% kidney function now. If it keeps going at this rate, I'll be on dialysis within the next 2 or 3 years. So these are, where is God? God's not answering these prayers, you know, and I pray on a regular basis to get rid of this Tourette's syndrome that I've had since I was 7 years old, and it's not going away. And so, yeah, you can say persistent, I've said that before, but that's not going to bring these little girls back, is it? They died. I've looked on the internet for some suggestions, and I mean, we all hear the thing like, make a way where there is no way, ask for anything in my name, and John 14:14, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and ask for anything in my name and God will do it, which is John 16:23 or something. One of the great promises that Jesus made to his followers was, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive, God is surely willing to answer prayer. But it is obvious that some prayers have gone unanswered. Why is this? It could be wrong to assume that yes is the only acceptable answer to a prayer. God may, for reasons that are unclear from a human perspective, answer no or not yet. When terrible pain does not decrease despite fervent prayers, it is natural to wonder how God can bring anything good out of such a bad situation, but the Christian faith has always involved trust, even in disappointments and setbacks. God works for good for those who love him. Answers to prayer come when we are asking for things that are part of God's agenda, not ours. Jesus taught his followers that prayers are answered when an individual's desire and God's desire are at one. He described it like this: if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done. You know, often we hear about God turns bad into good, evil into good, and one thing and another. I mean, we can interpret we don't know what God's doing, because we'd be stupid to try and guess what he's doing or why he's doing things. Maybe these children, he's doing them a big favour. Maybe he wants to take them away from the evils of this world, have them in his kingdom, and now he's got his arms around them forever, and maybe they're a lot happier than they would have been if they continue living on this earth. So that's one way we can look at it. Like I say, the secularists, the humanists, agnostics and atheists will say, well, there ain't no God. I told you. You've got all the evidence that you need now. So I'm sure somebody else will be able to submit something more constructive than what I've been able to do as a response to this. I'm sure we can pull all our ideas and we can probably come up with something that we'll all be happy with. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I always remember when our former pastor, a real father he was, his wife died, and everybody had been praying that she would live, and she was a fabulous woman, a real mother in Israel to us all. But she died, and it was some special event at church, and bless his heart, he just stood at the side of the bed, and Andrew and I were there, and he said, "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And I thought, man, have you got some strength? And he had, and he went out and did what he had to do in the strength of the Lord. God is good. We don't understand everything. If we did, we'd be God. God is sovereign, and his ways are not going to be understood by us all. We can't weigh up everything, but I thank God, because he loves us so much, we know that he's, whatever he does or says is the right thing. And it's about trusting him in every situation. And we are healed. Nothing alters that. We are healed. And I'll stand by that all the days of my life. We are the healed.